I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. Let me start with a personal note. 2 days after Christmas, my father died. He had enjoyed almost perfect health for all his life, but he began failing about Thanksgiving, and the end came fairly fast, just 4 days before his 91st birthday. I've inherited many of the old family photographs, and for the past few weeks I've been scanning and digitizing our family pictures that date back to the early 1900s. I've done shows before about learning from old photos in county histories and old school yearbooks, but it's taking me a lot longer to go through these family pictures because I keep stopping and reliving memories from when we were all a lot younger. Here's Grandma Kincaid at the beach in her daring new swimsuit, but also wearing the support hose she never left home without. Here's Uncle Calvert, who lost two fingers in a factory accident. Here's one of Mom holding me as a baby outside the apartment building we lived in on Park Avenue in Minneapolis. And here's Dad with his first car, a really snazzy 1937 Willys. But wait, here's my sister and me in the backyard of the house we lived in when I was in first grade. And there's a row of heating oil barrels up against the back of the house. I'm sure they're long gone now, but I wonder how many coins are still in the ground from when we played around those barrels, okay, and on them, in the early 1950s. And here's a shot of a family reunion at Aunt Dorothy's house with all the tables set up in front of their farmhouse, and there's the outhouse down the hill. They moved onto that farm in the 1930s and used the outhouse until about 1960. What do you reckon got dropped over the years along that path from the house to the outhouse? Have you looked at your family pictures lately? Have you looked at them with the mindset that, hey, they might just lead you to some prime metal detecting sites? I urge you to pull those old picture books off the shelf and take a fresh look at Grandpa's farmhouse and those pictures Uncle Leonard took at the city park where the ball diamond used to be. Here are some other things to look for when you've got the family photograph album out. Are there clotheslines in any of the pictures? Coins often fell from pants that were hung out to dry, and maybe when Grandma got a newfangled clothes dryer, Grandpa tore down those old clothesline poles. What about the old coal chute? Remember the old radio show, The Shadow? Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The Shadow was sponsored by the Blue Coal Company. Most everybody heated their homes with coal up until about World War II time. Lots of activity happened around that coal chute, with kids using it as a secret door to the basement. Do you have pictures of buildings that no longer exist? Can you determine about where the doors to those buildings were? Old store sites and gas station sites can be treasure mines for old coins. Pictures from the local park can be full of great clues as to where to hunt. Bicycle racks are a bonanza. When kids pulled their bike lock keys out of their pockets, they often pulled out some coins, too, that fell to the ground. Any playground equipment that's no longer there will surely have attracted a plentiful supply of coins that are still there, just waiting for you and your detector. Family reunion pictures can show you exactly where your ancestors partied on long-ago summer days, where the picnic tables were set, and where you should be looking. Old driveways are excellent for coins and often for jewelry, too, especially right around the areas where people got in and out of their cars. Use your imagination. As you look at those old pictures, try to determine where those people were likely to drop things. Places where they sat down and stood up, or where they played games like tag or touch football that had them running and maybe falling down, losing their pocket change. Though our temperatures are sub-zero now and there's ice and snow on the ground and more coming, I'm getting a lot of ideas and taking a lot of notes as I go through all these old family pictures. I hope you can do the same with yours. Thanks for listening, and for some free articles on metal detecting and treasure hunting, visit my website, treasuremanual.com. And while you're there, see if my book sounds like something you might like to have. And if you'd like me to autograph your copy, just let me know when you order. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.